Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
So, I guess let's just start. How's the tour going so... How's the cruise going so far?
Disappointing.
First time?
Yes, totally incredible.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the rest of the festivals and the operas.
Nothing. I mean, you can't eat like this, you can't be with people like this. What's been the reaction?
At the first show, well, we played at like 4 a.m., not many people. But
right, I know, I didn't get that one. I saw the one today.
But it was okay. But today was
crazy,
totally crazy. Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
That club, the smallest one, is that's where we feel more comfortable playing.
Oh, in the smaller venue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because people is over the stage and in touch with us. It's not that cold like a big stage.
Right.
We feel more comfortable.
It got hot in there though, didn't it? It was hot as hell in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way too hot.
But. It's okay.
Yeah. So what do you guys have planned? Are you going to be touring all festival season?
No, we have some festivals. We just came from playing from in Germany last Saturday and then took a flight directly here. And then March we have a show in a festival in Germany, April in Spain, May. We play Italy and Maryland Death Fest.
No states?
The states, yes.
You play the states?
Yes.
Nice.
Maryland. And then we have Austria in December and more in Spain in November. And more shows are coming up. But we don't have really a tour going on because we are actually writing a new album and we don't want to play too much.
Right.
Until the new album is out.
So do you guys all write together? You write new music together? All in the same room?
No.
No emailing stuff?
The two guitar players write the songs at home and then bring them to the release room and we bring ideas to each other. But that's how the songs.
Very democratic though? Everybody has a say?
Yeah,
pretty much.
No, of course we will not record a song if one of us don't like it.
Right.
So yeah, we all need to be okay with it.
Is that something you're looking for this year? A release?
Yes. We are supposed to record like around March.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it'll be like midsummer or something, a little later.
Yeah, that's what we would like to do.
Nice.
Summer release.
And then you could support it with over the festivals.
But that.
Oh, come out later, right.
It's too late. Festivals for this summer are booked, so it has to be for 2025. It's okay. We're not in a hurry.
You guys have been at this for quite a while, right?
Yes.
Do you ever imagine you'd still be doing it?
No. When I started 21 and it was 18, and for us it was...
Right.
Orientation was to play just in our area, and then when we started to play outside of Madrid, oh, it was incredible. And then we started to play outside of Spain, but we never thought that this could happen. It was not in our
scope or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then here we are playing on the Caribbean Sea.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, right? And so many years later, to be still relevant is kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it is, because mostly all the gigs we are getting were some years ago we didn't even expect to do that. So
right. It's,
year after year we can improve. And so it's really nice.
Yeah. And I think what's really cool about a festival like this, and maybe it's European ones, I don't know, I've never been, but you get all ages here, right? You've got kids.
Yeah.
It's like all multi-generational people. Me, my son, you know, everybody's here, and you get a whole bunch of different kind of new fans, old fans. It's pretty neat, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, even if this is mostly heavy metal, power metal.
Right.
But we have a small place for,
right,
for death metal. Yeah, many people are surprised, and yeah, they're still discovering us. So,
yeah.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.
But even here, like, I see kids. There's everybody here. Everybody's kind of... And you get exposed to new stuff, right? Like, they don't know about Avulse, but they go see a show because it's on the schedule, and they're turned on to them forever. That's pretty great. So what's next for you guys then? You just gonna head back after this and those couple tours? I mean, those couple shows?
Yeah, yeah. After this, I'll leave back to Spain and keep busy finishing the new songs.
What's the metal scene like in Spain? Is it decent?
Yeah, we have many, many metal bands and that, but there's no real support anywhere.
No?
No, no. It's just the big bands, which they don't care about the rest, of course. There's no support even between the bands.
Really?
And medias only support if you place advertisements and everything. Big festivals only support the big bands. They don't give chances to all the smaller bands anymore. Even if the big bands started from nothing.
They forget where they came from.
Yeah, they were helped by the festivals, but now the festivals have the big bands, Spanish bands.
Right. Because they bring in the money.
Yeah, and they don't care about anything.
Right. Else,
so they don't give a chance to newer bands.
Are there decent venues to play?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, in Spain they're decent ones.
Yes.
But I guess going outside of Spain is that gets pretty expensive though, right? Because touring's expensive or playing shows is...
Yeah, and Spain is quite outside from the center of Europe, so we need to take flights all the time. It's not like if we are from Belgium or Germany or Holland, we can take a car.
Right.
And play anywhere, like in 5-6 hour drive. In Spain, we need to take 20 hours drive.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yes, from Madrid to Berlin to Germany or something, is 18 hours maybe drive.
On a drive, jeez.
No, crazy, no, we can't do
no.
We need to go by airplane. So that is closing us, has always been closing some doors for us. But,
but I mean, I guess it's still good that there's metal there. I mean, European metal, I think, is different than in the United States. You get a lot more support there, right?
I think so. There are many big festivals.
Yeah,
and mostly in Germany.
Yeah.
Germany is a metal center. And tons of bands. And me.
Does Spain have a music festival? A metal festival?
Yeah. Yeah, there are some, but not so big as the German ones. But they are really okay.
Because Hellfest is probably close to you, right?
Or yeah.
Closer.
North of France.
Not 20 hours.
About 12.
Oh, really? That far still?
12, yes.
Yeah, we play there. In...
Yeah, from Madrid to the north of Spain is 5 hours. And then from north of Spain to another 7 hours.
So it's not easy
if
at all.
If you go to Paris, it's even more.
Right. So that's what's the closest festival then? Like real big festival?
No, in Spain we have a Resurrection Fest.
Oh, okay.
And we have
Rock Imperium.
Rock Imperium, Barcelona Rock Fest.
Okay, so you do have some that you can play.
And we have some big festivals, about maybe 3 or 4.
Right. That's tough.
And then smaller festivals everywhere, yeah, but not that big. In Germany you have 5 festivals every weekend.
Yeah, all summer long, right?
We have 5 big festivals in the whole year. They have fight every weekend.
Yep.
Germany's crazy.
But it's the same bands all the time, though, right? I mean, some of those big festivals are all Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. It's all the same bands doing the whole set.
Yeah. So. Yeah, in Spain also, eh? They also have the same Spanish, biggest Spanish bands all the time. Year after year.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Moonspell pretty big over there?
No.
No?
In Portugal.
I know they're from Portugal. I didn't know if they were in Spain.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right.
They're well known. But it's not a band that can bring more than 300 people at the club.
Oh, really?
300-400.
Is there, and you forgive me for not knowing this, but is there a Spanish band that can command the headline stage?
Actually, Angelus Apatrida is like
are they close?
The fancy band, you know? Is yeah, everybody is
right
around them. This is the trendy band.
Right.
Well, there is big other big bands, heavy metal bands, but they do mostly only in Spain.
Right.
They operate. They don't go outside that much.
Okay.
But Angelus is the only one that will go abroad and care about playing outside of
right.
Spain.
Well, that's all I had. I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate what you do. That was a great set today.
Okay.
I've never seen you guys live, so. Was beautiful.
Okay,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much.
So thank you so much.
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream and, in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at SoundTalentMedia.com.